Los Angeles Coliseum. And this game is brought to you by Plymouth Division of Chrysler Motors Corporation. Get in on your nearest Plymouth dealer's first annual Win You Over sale. By Sports Illustrated for the best in sports every week. And by Eastman Dillon, Union Securities and Co., members of the New York Stock Exchange. At this moment, fans are massed down to our left. The Coliseum floor is green. To our right, the yellow end zone with Chiefs spelled out in red letters and the American Football League emblem. To our left, in green letters, spelled out Packers with the NFL familiar shield. And in a few moments, I'm sure that we will have our national anthem. And George Radiman, there's been a lot of talk, there's been a lot written about this AFL-NFL championship, but if I ask you what thoughts are fleeting through your mind at this moment as a former great pro quarterback yourself, what would you say?
Well, I'm sort of sympathizing, I think, at this time with those 80 fellows who are down there in their locker rooms who have not come out on the field yet. It's indescribable, the feeling that not just a professional football player, but any athlete has before a great contest such as this. They know that millions of people will be watching them, will be listening to the radio account of this game, thousands of people here in the stands, and it's just indescribable, that nervous tension that builds up. The game means so much to both of these teams. And frankly, it's not the money. Now, there's a difference of $7,500 between the winning and losing shares today. The winning team will receive $15,000. The player on the losing team will receive $7,500. And many people think, well, this is sufficient to make the difference right there. Certainly, this does mean something to these people, but actually, it's much more than that. There's tremendous pride, as we mentioned before. It's not just two football teams. This is the entire National Football League against the entire American Football League today, a game that people have been looking forward to for 7 years. And don't think that those 80 fellows, 40 on each team, don't feel this right now in their locker rooms. They're all alone there, and the tension is just tremendous.
Well, they're all alone there, out on the field now. The combined college fans of the University of Arizona and Grambling College, and they're complimented by the Anaheim High School Columnist Grill Team and what is called the Super Bowl Chorus, which right now is marching across the track from our right to center field. And in a moment, of course, we will have the opening ceremonies. As everything else concerning this Super Bowl, this AFL-NFL championship is, there are many people here, and we are concerning ourselves now with today's officials. There are six officials from each league. There are six who are designated as today's officials, six more who are the alternates. And before we get caught up in all of the Super Bowl pregame activity, let us tell you today's officials. The referee, number 10, Norman Schachter of the National Football League. The umpire is George Young of the American Football League. The linesman is Ronnie Ullman of the National Football League. The back judge is Judge Reeder of the American Football League. The bill judge is Mike Krzyzewski of the National Football League. And the line judge is Al Salvatore of the American Football League. And repeat, there are six more waiting in the wings should one of those not be able to perform his duties today. America now being played by the bands, and in a few moments we will have the introductions to both Green Bay, winners of the National Football League title, and the choices today by most people around this country to win the first Super Bowl, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs, who may say have the psychological edge to come out and win for the American Football League. Now on the field, the emblem of an American eagle is born by the combined bands of Arizona Grambling and the Anaheim High School. And now, let us listen to the Super Bowl chorus. America the Beautiful. applause not only for the Super Bowl chorus, and now for the 4,000 pigeons that have been released here in the Los Angeles Coliseum. Some of the game conditions for today's ballgame between Green Bay and Kansas City. After a touchdown, the teams will kick one or pass for one extra point. The AFL kick-point option is not in effect. Now remember, the National Football League ball will be used when the National Football League team is on offense. The American Football League when the AFL team is on offense. After a problem, we want to talk about that in a moment ourselves. And now there is a deal. I'm a mic of the United States of America. The red, white, and blue. Unfurling the laws on the Coliseum floor here in Los Angeles. One of those, we have a moment, George. What is the real difference between the AFL and the NFL ball? Well, it is plain that the National Football League ball is slightly fatter than the American League ball, commonly a bit harder to throw. I doubt this very much, really. I think the quarterbacks may have a psychological handicap here. They may feel that throwing a strange ball would be a little different. The ball would be a little narrower, a little fatter, so they have compromised by using the American League ball when the American League is on offense, when Kansas City is on offense, using the National League ball when Green Bay is on offense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before the Super Bowl, our national anthem.